Hi, this is Kathy Kruger.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
Welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People sharing ways to improve your life.
And today, Jonah, we'll be talking with Rotarian Dave Kruger about Pleasant Valley Weekend.
Well, I have a question. Have you two met? Because you happen to have the same last name.
Yeah.
It's pure coincidence. Yeah.
Pure coincidence.
Folks, this is not a brother-sister act. This is a wonderful married couple. How long you guys been married?
41 years. Most of them wonderful.
Well, congratulations. That's great. It's what a treat to have two of my dearest friends and fellow Rotarians, Dave and Kathy Kruger, on the radio with us today to talk about Pleasant Valley Weekend and the Pleasant Valley Rotary Club. So, Dave, take it away. What is Pleasant Valley Weekend?
Pleasant Valley Weekend is the annual event celebration, town event that Pleasant Valley does generally in September. And we have the big event down at Katy Field, which is behind Town Hall on Route 44. So we have vendors, we have food, we have music, we have the wonderful Pleasant Valley Rotary Beer Pavilion.
Yes.
Beer, wine coolers, ciders, et cetera, hard cider. And we have a great time. So it's kind of the central celebration of everything going on in Pleasant Valley, fireworks, car shows, et cetera. So we're happy to chat about some of the details of what's going to happen. It'll be a really fun time.
And Kathy, when and where will it be? What the dates, the times, and the place again? And folks, home, get a pencil and paper. You're going to want to write this down.
It starts on September 8th on that Friday evening at 6 o'clock and runs until Sunday, September 10th, and ends about 6 in the evening, or 5, 6 o'clock in the evening. It all depends on, you know, when everything kind of runs out and when we run out of beer and so forth. Yeah.
Now, the Pleasant Valley Rotary Club is going to be hosting the beer tent. And are you the server? Are you be serving beer, Kathy?
I'm not that great of a pourer, but I do give away a lot of free popcorn.
Well, then, if you're going to be at Pleasant Valley Weekend and you certainly don't want to miss it and you want to match a face with the voice, say hello to Kathy. She'll be handing out the popcorn. So, David, you said there's going to be vendors and exhibitions and stuff. Give us the details about some of the people and groups that will be there, and especially talk about the food.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Kathy has more of those details than I do handy. The big thing for Rotary is our club is now taking over the car show event, which is Friday evening starting at 6 p.m. So we have a member, Marianne Coe, whose family is very interested in classic and antique cars, and they've had one for years. And so they are organizing what we are calling the Jack Haverty Third Annual Classic Car Show. And it's going to be in the Katy Field parking lot down below where the Bain Field is. And vendors or people are urged to come and register their car and show it. I think it's a $10 registration fee. Mm-hmm. There are prizes, there are plaques. It will be down with the food vendors and the music. So it's going to be more of the more central. In the past, it's been up on top by Town Hall, and it's been a little isolated from the main event. So we're happy to have them run the car show for us. And it's another way in which Pleasant Valley Rotary is becoming even more central to the overall event, in addition to running the beer, which is the highlight of Pleasant Valley culture, and some other aspects that we're heavily involved with. So, yes, I would say Pleasant Valley Rotary is a force to be reckoned with with regard to the weekend.
And the car show is when again, Dave? Kathy, go ahead.
Yeah, it starts Friday night at 6 o'clock. And along with that, then we kick off with our line dancing with DJ Alan Cohn of Premier Entertainment. So it'll be nice to have the car show with the DJ going on and the line dancing. They feel more a part of it rather than being up there on Main Street. They're right down there with all the action, you know, on Katy Field. So it'll be nice.
And when you say classic cars, how far back are we going? Back to the 30s, 40s, 50s?
Oh,
we've seen some from the 20s,
but really.
Mostly muscle cars, 50, 60, 70 American classic cars for the most part, but whatever people care to bring.
Oh, and motorcycles too. They can bring motorcycles. You can bring bikes. You can bring anything. Yeah, people are excited.
So give us those details again, David, as the time, place. And is there a website where people register for this?
Yeah, so if you go to Pleasant Valley Weekend 2023.com, there is an online form to register. They request or suggest that you register ahead of time, but you can do it at starting even at 5 p.m. The show starts at 6 p.m. where most of the vendors begin serving. All the food vendors should be in place. The beer will be pouring, maybe even a little earlier than 5 p.m. for quality control.
Quality control.
We like to sample and make sure we don't serve any bad beer.
Let me guess, David, you serve one and drink one, right?
Not quite, but maybe toward the end of the weekend, it gets more like that. And yes, I mean, pouring beer is an art, and some people have the talent and some people are more challenged in that area. But like one me. Of the advantages of being a Pleasant Valley Rotarian is you are coached by very skilled practitioners. So
give us that website one more time. And folks, home, get a pencil and paper. We'll have our great guest, Dave Kruger and Kathy Kruger, repeat that. Any other portions of the show. The website for all the information, Dave, is?
Pleasant Valley Weekend 2023.com.
And that's all one big word, right?
Correct.
Our guest on Radio Rotary is Dave Kruger and his lovely wife, Kathy Kruger, my broadcast partner. We're talking about Pleasant Valley Weekend, which again, Kathy, is coming up what days?
September 8th, 9th, and 10th.
And is there any admission charge to come into Pleasant Valley Weekend?
No, there never has been. There are rides that the kids can buy a bracelet for, and that would take a charge. We don't give away the beer for free. It's a fundraiser. But there are plenty of free events. The music's free. There are lots of games for the kids. There are lots of stuff to do. Come down and see and be seen. Grab some great food. And have a beer and sit around and enjoy the atmosphere.
I presume the parking is also free?
Correct. Oh, yes. Yeah, there's parking all over town. We have Yo Bounce. We have a lot of bouncy houses that are going to be there. And then we're going to have some surprises, too, that will be there for the older kids. But we do have some fun things that the kids will be able to enjoy that will be free, because we're trying to make it affordable for families. So we're going to have a bubble bus there that, thank you, Pleasant Valley, Friends of the Pleasant Valley Library, they have sponsored for us. And we're going to have that for free for the kids. The tumble bus, the kids can get into a 2x2 zoo. That'll be free for the kids. They can always listen to the music. There's the rec department is going to have some things for the kids to do. So there will be free things for some of the kids, so that if you can't afford a lot, there's still some fun free stuff.
And we're going to find out more about the terrific Pleasant Valley Weekend that's coming up very shortly in the calendar, right after, speaking of free. Kathy Kruger tells us, who allows us to continue to offer you free radio by sponsoring Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Radio Rotary is sponsored by NBT Bank, Third Eye Associates, Hunt and Harvest Caterers, Rise, Online Marketing Strategies, and by the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York.
We're back with more Radio Rotary right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation, supporting the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Community. Our mission is prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects, we fund scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Overdose Awareness Memorial located on the Dutchess County Rail Trail. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
What I'm looking for in a bank is one that's looking out for me. Like NBT. I want a relationship and a team that supports me in my dreams. And when life gets challenging, I need a bank that's focused on what matters. Not to mention one that's been top rated by Forbes in trust, customer service, financial advice, and more. That's why when it comes to meeting my banking needs, it's always NBT. Learn more at nbtbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are there wedding bells in your future? Hi, this is Rotarian Cindy Kish. Hutton Harvest is a full-service catering company covering the Hudson Valley, Connecticut, the Berkshires, New York City, and beyond. Although we specialize in wedding celebrations, we are also available for all of your special occasions. We recently opened Hutton Harvest Provisions, a place where you can purchase our handmade products, prepared meals, and desserts, as well as specialty grocery items. We are conveniently located in the Village of Millbrook at 18 Washington Avenue. Contact us today at provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com. That's provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere.
Well, that's the Monkees with Pleasant Valley Sunday. And we're talking not about just Pleasant Valley Sunday, but the entire Pleasant Valley weekend with my guests, Dave Kruger and Kathy Kruger, outstanding Rotarians from Pleasant Valley Club. And of course, Kathy is my co-host here on Radio Rotary. And welcome back, Dave.
Thank you, sir. Lovely to be back in the Radio Rotary network here.
Right. And Kathy, hi there.
Hi there, Jonah.
Okay. So in the first part, we talked a little bit about what's going to happen Friday of Pleasant Valley weekend and the car show. So give us a brief overview of that for people who may have tuned in late, Dave.
Sure. So there's going to be the third annual Jack Haverty, who was a local businessman, classic car show, starting at 6 p.m. Friday, registration at 5. Bring anything you're proud enough to show off and join the fun. It'll be down at Katy Field behind Town Hall, but it'll be down in the heart of the weekend. So the food vendors, the music, everything else will be there. And of course, the Pleasant Valley Rotary beer. So come for the food and stay for the beer.
Now, the date of Pleasant Valley weekend again, Kathy, are?
September 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Okay, and to register your car for the car show or just get more information about Pleasant Valley weekend, the website is, David?
PleasantValleyWeekend2023.com.
Say that one more time.
PleasantValleyWeekend2023.com. not.org.
All right, folks at home, get a pencil and paper. Dave will repeat that in the final portion of the show. So now we're talking about Saturday, because this is the entire weekend.
Right.
What are the hours for Saturday? The date being September 9th, right?
Right.
Okay, what are the hours?
We start at 2 p.m. and actually 1 o'clock, though, it begins with the Lions Club 38th Annual 10-Mile Bike-a-thon. And that's where they do a big fundraiser to raise money for SITE. This has been going on, like I said, for 38 years. And, you know, Fred Schaeffer and Fred DeWalt have been doing this for years. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful event. And everybody should come and ride their bikes, any kind of bikes. You know,
well, and that leaves from the bikes. Acme Plaza.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the Historical Society at the beginning too is going to have a walking tour at 2 o'clock, starting from their booth right there on the field. And then we have a cornhole tournament at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's always a heck of a lot of fun too. It's a fun little tournament to, you know, for anybody to join. You know, we have no ringers. Let's put it that way.
Now, you mentioned the Historical Society's booth. There'll be a lot of organizations with booths. Tell folks at home what they can look forward to seeing when they arrive at Pleasant Valley weekend, September 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Oh, boy. Besides the fact that we're going to have a lot of food, which we will get into, so many booths. We have our community garden, our historical, the PV Historical Garden, and the PV Rec Department. We have something called Be a Friend Project that talks a lot about preventing bullying and so forth. Guess who else is going to be there, Jonah?
Tell me.
Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Veterans Program.
Right.
So we're real excited to have them back again this year.
Good friends of ours and a Rotary, yeah.
Yep. Bath Fitters, Huff and Puff Insulators, Dutchess County Tri-Valley Girl Scouts, the D.C. Sheriff.
Are they going to have cookies?
Oh, they'll have cookies. Are you kidding me? Oh,
great.
Those Girl Scouts. The D.C. Sheriff Canine is going to have their meet and greet at 2 p.m. on Saturday. You know, so they're going to have their little dogs. That's like
they're not little, those dogs.
I know they're not little. I know. But they're very friendly dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And then the New York State Police are going to have something called the Convincer. It's a seatbelt demo. So that's extremely important.
Well, let me describe that for the folks at home. It's you're sitting in a car seat that's on a rail. And it's on a tilt, right? And they let you go. It's sort of like a amusement park ride, and it comes down pretty rapidly and makes an abrupt stop. And you're tied in by the seatbelt, and it mirrors a car crash, and you see how that seatbelt will save you.
Wow.
So that's a terrific public service from our great New York State troopers.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that.
And immediately after the impact, an attorney shows up, right?
Oh, Dave, stop. Peckham Industries is going to be there. That's a huge, not only do they give us a great donation and make this so possible for us in Pleasant Valley, they're going to have a booth. Knights of Columbus will be there. And then our karate, traditional Okinawa, is that how you say it?
Okinawa.
I can never say it correctly. Vision for Children will be there, and we're going to have Hudson River Homeopathy. She just came into town. So those, in a nutshell, will be some of our vendors. So I try to get those in.
And the activities for the kids, are there rides? I know you said there's a bouncy house.
Bouncy houses.
Listeners, listen to this carefully. I hereby challenge Kathy Kruger and Dave Kruger to come on the bouncy house with me and see who gets to stand on their feet longest.
Longest.
But what else do they have for the kids?
The 2x2 Animal Haven will be there from 4:30 to 6, and Tumble Bus will be there from 5:30 to 7:30. And then, of course, we have our fireworks on Saturday night at 9 o'clock, so that'll be exciting.
Very good. Now,
and then
go ahead.
We have bands. You can always listen to the bands. They're free. We have Kristen Lee, who will be in the beer tent singing for us. We have a band called New Breaks. They will be there from 5 to 7. And then just before the fireworks from 7 to 9, we have Joe and Caroline with special guests. And if people don't know who Joe and Caroline is, Caroline Dolphy, better known for when she was in Stolen Heart. Those are homegrown Pleasant Valley people that had a beautiful band, and people will be love to hear them together singing again. So we're really excited to have
a bit of a reunion for them.
Yes.
Terrific.
Yes.
Now, you go around Pleasant Valley weekend, which is September 8th, 9th, and 10th at various hours, which we'll repeat before the end of the program. You've seen the car show. You've seen the booths. You've worked up an appetite on the bouncy house. There's going to be food vendors, and a lot of them, a great variety. Tell us about the food vendors.
Oh my gosh, the food. Oh, no one's losing weight this weekend, let me tell you. We have the barbecue crew. We have Cousins of Maine. We have Great Cape Baking, Momo Pizza, Pat's Pizza Corps, Sweet Lily's, The Doghouse, Waffle Wagon.
All right, wait. What's The Doghouse?
Take a guess.
for like dog biscuits
hot dogs.
Hot dogs and stuff, yeah.
Oh, hot dogs.
So.
Oh, all
yeah.
right.
I think okay. so. I'm not positive, but I'm pretty
sure.
So far,
I'm having one of each. Maybe
one
each
of
vendor.
Each. I know,
yeah,
right.
Go ahead.
WJR Foods, Pat's Kitchen Incorporated, Spacey Tracy. I love the names here. Yo Bounce has some concessions for us, too. Like I saw lemonade and things like that, because I'm a big lemonade person. Not My Wife's Cooking. I love that title.
Me too.
Yes.
Oh, you're in trouble now, Kruger.
I know. I don't cook. The PV Republicans are back with their ice cream and milkshakes. And then our all-time Finelli's food truck. She's there all the time, Terry Albrecht. So we got to have Finelli's food truck.
And to wash it all down, stop by the Pleasant Valley Rotary Beer Tent,
right.
where Dave and Kathy will be taking care of you. Kathy's in charge of the popcorn, Dave's going to check your ID. Right, Dave?
Absolutely.
Yes.
So how long has Pleasant Valley Weekend been going on?
Oh, my gosh. It's had various incarnations for about 50 years, on and off. The modern version probably, well, since I've been in Rotary, 30 some years. So, it's kind of got reinvigorated there 5 or 6 years ago when our current supervisor ran it, Johnny Delvecchio. And then 2 years ago for our bicentennial, I ran the whole thing. And that about killed me. And then the last 2 years, one of the people we were teaching and grooming in the bicentennial, Terry McCormick, is now running the entire weekend.
Yes.
And we're
going
to find out more about Pleasant Valley Weekend and the great work Terry and his crew are doing right after these messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Beth Jones of Third Eye Associates Limited, providing life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. We are a fee-only registered investment advisory firm with offices in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Red Hook, New York. Contact us to see how you can put Third Eye to work for you. ThirdEyeAssociates.com or call us at 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treebwasser. With me are the Krugers, Dave and Kathy Kruger from the Pleasant Valley Rotary Club. Kathy, of course, being our producer here at Radio Rotary and also my co-host. And Dave, by the way, being the president of the Radio Rotary organization. And we're talking about Pleasant Valley Weekend. In a moment, we'll also talk about the Pleasant Valley Rotary Club. So we heard about the car show on Friday. We heard about all the great food and entertainment and booths on Saturday. What's going to be happening Sunday at Pleasant Valley Weekend, which is going to be September 8th, 9th, and then Sunday, September 10th. What's happening Sunday?
Well, the main event is the Pleasant Valley Weekend Parade, and that's an item I'm in charge of this year. So we already have nearly 50 groups marching, including a bagpiper up front and the Arlington High School Marching Band and the Fire Department in the back, and two other bands in the middle. We have a swing band and a fife and drum corps. So lots of music, lots of great groups, local groups who want to march, you know, scouts and the sheriffs. And we have people showing off their cars in the Pleasant Valley Grange. So a number of local groups who've signed up and are making floats or just marching with the banner for their business or their group. So it's a great day of community support. Tom Sipos, local radio personality, is going to be our master of ceremonies. There'll be a reviewing stand at North Avenue on Route 44. And it's going to be a better organized parade than we've had in quite a while. So not to brag too much, but it's going to be quite the event. So you'll see people lined up all along Route 44 Sunday morning. Step off is at 1 p.m. So don't plan on driving through Pleasant Valley on Route 44 for about an hour. Instead, pull your car over, go down to the beer tent, wait for everybody to come into the field, and enjoy the show.
And for those who want the full details of the entire Pleasant Valley Weekend, the website again, David, is?
PleasantValleyWeekend2023.com.
One more time, please, Dave.
PleasantValleyWeekend2023.com.
And folks, home, get a pencil and paper. Dave, we'll repeat that before the end of the show. Kathy, I know you said you wanted to thank some sponsors of Pleasant Valley Weekend. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, we have we've got over 40 sponsors for Pleasant Valley Weekend. And I have to say, most of them are right here in town. So we have to thank our businesses. But, you know, some of the ones that are always our tried and true are Peckham Industries. I mean, it's our quarry here in Pleasant Valley, and they give us a very large donation. And not only that, I don't want to just thank them because of their donation. They do so much community service that people aren't aware of. And we got to have them on Radio Rotary, Jonah, let's put it
sure.
that way. Baroni Recycling, another one that's always there for us. And I know they helped us, you know, when the library had their fire, they were there for us. Williams Lumber is another one. Adams is always there for us. Arnoff is always for them. Matt's Auto Body is the one who has our stage for us up there for the parade. I mean, these are just our typical big sponsors, but not to take away from our other sponsors. But when you go through town and you drive through, you'll see on most of our businesses right there on Main Street are people who have donated. And please look at our website. I can't go over 40 sponsors, but I want to thank all our sponsors. We've tried to do that on our website. Every time they've sponsored, we've thanked them on our website, and they're all listed on our website, because every sponsor who has donated, we want to thank, you know, and we want to appreciate
on Facebook as well.
Exactly.
And that website you're talking about is, Dave?
Pleasant Valley Weekend 2023.com.
Okay. Now, you both are mainstays of the Pleasant Valley Rotary Club. And I know the Pleasant Valley Rotary Club has a hand in making sure that Pleasant Valley Weekend is a success. Where and when does Pleasant Valley Rotary meet?
Well, we have what you might call a fluid schedule. Generally the first, third, and if there is one, fifth Tuesday of the month. And we have lately been meeting at the Pancake Factory on Route 44. It used to be the old Village Restaurant. Mm-hmm. Because they've done some addition, and now we have a kind of a private room, which is wonderful. First time in our existence, we've actually had a nice private room for our meetings. And we've been able to take advantage of that and have more speakers. Club is growing. We're up to 16 members. For a while there, we were very thin. But as we gain more members, we can take on more tasks, like running the car show. And we've actually run some pet food drives, food drives. We've been busy with a lot of little projects. And one of the things we're excited about is the president of a university in Haiti is coming to visit in Pleasant Valley, because a couple of our members, Rose and Roberto Bonhor, are from Haiti, and they do medical missions there. But we've also been sponsoring nursing students at this university. And the president, Fonfon, is going to be coming. And I think he's scheduled for a Radio Rotary interview as well.
He'll be our guest next weekend. And he's also a Rotarian.
Yes.
That's correct. And also, we have taken advantage of the fact that we can provide a scholarship for a nursing student for a full year of school for $750.
Wow.
So we started with a couple. We've now up to sponsoring five nursing students every year. And we hope to take advantage of those nursing students for our medical missions to Haiti so they can help out. And I know Kathy is planning to zip down to Haiti for their graduation.
Yeah.
So. Oh, terrific. And Kathy, you yourself, of course, a registered nurse, you know just how valuable and wonderful that profession is. Now, you said you meet at the Pancake Factory, was it?
Yeah, it's the Pancake Factory, right on 44 in Pleasant Valley.
And what time on Tuesdays?
6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And Kathy has the food.
It's, come on, pancakes, waffles, and then there's other food, but I mean, that's what they're known for.
And if you're not in the Pleasant Valley area but still want to get involved with Service Above Self and the great work of Rotary, go to Rotary.org, R-O-T-A-R-Y.org. Click on the club locator button, type in your hometown, find out where your local Rotary Club meets, and join us for the fun, the food, the fellowship, and meet great people like Kathy Kruger and Dave Kruger, who are going to tell us more about Pleasant Valley Weekend. Go ahead, Kathy.
Yep. Can't forget, after the parade on Sunday, we have a couple more bands. We have Ariana Digman from 12:30 to 2, and we have Carson Hun Band from 3 to 5. So we still have two more bands to listen to after the parade, and more vendors to check out. Champion Gaming, they're new to Pleasant Valley. They have their own shop here. Cooper's Daughter Spirits, Dirt Road Designs, who made our sweatshirts last year. Heavenly Scent Company, Knots and Knittens, Pampered Chef, Show Me the Way Homestead, 10 Mile Distillery. So more of the good stuff. Texture Hair and Color Group, Timbo's Licorice, April's Face Painting for the Kids, and the Little League has their dunk take back. So hopefully we'll see some of our politicians getting dunked again this year.
And one of the items in our parade, Jonah, is a bubble bus, which is a lot of fun. We've had them a couple of years, but this thing generates 10,000 bubbles. Kids run around and have a great time with it. So it's in the parade, making, you know, cleaning the streets, as it were, as they walk along. But also after the parade, there will be a demonstration and an event with the bubble bus down at Katy Field. So that's another Sunday afternoon event.
Yeah.
All right. So in the moments we have left, give us that website one more time and invite everybody to come to Pleasant Valley Weekend, September 8th to 10th. The website.
Pleasant Valley Weekend 2023.com.
All right. And be there on September 8th, 9th, and 10th. And Kathy Kruger, who allows us to be here on the radio by being our sponsors this week?
We are sponsored by Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation, Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, and by the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Wallkill East, Wappinger Falls, Warwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 7210.
For my guests, Kathy and Dave Kruger, and our production director, Randy Turner, this is Jonah Treebwasser thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next week at the same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website, RadioRotaryNow.org. See you at Pleasant Valley Weekend.